Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They are on the ball quickly. First down, play fake. Boot right, throws it out to the right. Ferguson dives in from the two. Touchdown, Ferguson.
The guy is a touchdown machine.
That is the phrase that I used as well. By the way, Jake Ferguson, if he gets one more touchdown this season, he'll have as many as he did in his first three seasons combined. So, hooray for Jake Ferguson. Now, have a Dak Prescott appreciation segment. Then the question of what does the NFL MVP race look like?
Oh, man.
Because I just saw somebody text in, I don't know how Dak can't be in the MVP conversation because of the dumb way that we continue to seemingly vote for MVP where you have to be the quarterback of one of the best, I don't know, like four or five teams. And unfortunately, right now, the Cowboys are not one of the best four or five teams.
Why not?
Because they are 3-3-1.
Because of their defense.
Yes, for
which
sure.
Which is like unfair to the quarterback of the offense. As you pointed out last week with the index. What was the index? The betrayal index. Where his defense has basically betrayed him most of the season long. Kevin, I just took a quick gander because last week you said that, and I want to bring back all the old words now. You know, I got lots of old words that I want bring back to the front.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. I don't know.
Like dame and bird and broad and gander and reckon. So that's the thing. But I was like, all right, Dak has got to be, we keep talking about Dak Prescott as if he's the greatest thing we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. This morning I heard Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and often Aiden show ask Nick Eatman, is this the best you've ever seen Dak play? And he said, yes. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but he finished second in MVP voting a couple of years ago. And
I've heard that.
It was a pretty exceptional season. But I was like, okay, his numbers just must be outrageous. Dak Prescott has 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. 1,800 yards. So as of yesterday, the numbers had not been changed.
Right.
But your top 10 consist of Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Baker, Darnold, Daniel Jones, and whoever else you want to throw in as the 10th one. Like, I don't care. You can say Justin Herbert, Jordan Love. I do not care. Jalen Hurts, if you want to, whatever. All of them, Kevin, are in the 13 to 16 to 7. Like, they're within 4 touchdowns of each other.
Right.
Within 1 interception of each other. And their passing yards, they're all over 1,500 passing yards. The numbers are so close right now, I don't know what's going to be the defining factor other than team record. Because if this keeps up this season, now again, it can't. This is one of the numbers, we talk about this all the time. You'll see the sliding scale move all over the place. it can't stay that way. But if you have 10 quarterbacks that are all within this of each other, because the interception numbers being so low is the thing that I'm just kind of shocked by right now. If they're all within that, those minuscule numbers of each other, what's the difference between them?
So I hear what you're saying. Prepare to be shocked again. I'm looking at some NFL MVP odds. And by the way, those odds can vary wildly at this point in the season.
And even these numbers that I'm pointing out will vary by the end of the season.
Where would you guys put Dak in the MVP rankings right now? You personally.
I would probably put him third.
Okay.
Behind Stafford and Baker.
Okay.
Baker tonight's probably going to go, he's got 12. Now he can't match Stafford, but I think tonight he's going to bump his numbers up.
Alec?
I'd say two behind Baker.
Okay. And the betting odds?
I bet he's seventh behind Patrick Mahomes.
Mm. It's going to make you even madder. He's ninth. Patrick Mahomes, and this, I'm just telling you, this is how it goes. Because one of these, I think, is just the worst. It's absurd. Okay, Patrick Mahomes is your favorite, followed by Baker Mayfield, followed by Josh Allen, Drake May, and Matthew Stafford. Then there's a big jump in odds. Then Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Jordan Love, and Dak Prescott. Now, let's focus in on Jordan Love specifically. Jordan Love, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's really good.
It's really nice.
He has a 70.3 QBR, which is ninth in the NFL. Dak Prescott, 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and an 81.4 QBR.
What's Jordan Love's record right now?
Exactly. 4-1-1. And probably more importantly, it's the perception that the Green Bay Packers could be the top seed or one of the top 2 or 3 seeds in the NFC. I don't think anybody right now thinks the Cowboys are going to be a top 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Not to say they can't, but that's not the perception. The perception is Jordan Love's team will be there. And hence, despite having a QBR that is more than 10 points higher than Jordan Love, Dak Prescott is behind him in the MVP voting. I want to make this clear. I am not disagreeing with anybody who thinks he should be there in the MVP betting odds. I'm just telling you, just like when we used to talk about the Hall of Fame, well, this person, that person, this is what the voters vote on. And this is what the AP votes on when it comes to MVP, which sucks because let's go through all of the mind-boggling stats that let you know he should absolutely be in the mix, and it's only his defense that is keeping him down. This is Dak's fourth straight game with 3 touchdown passes and a passer rating of at least 120. All right, he's the third player in NFL history to have 4 games like that. Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, and now Dak Prescott. All right, you want more? Here we go. Dallas has scored at least 40 points in all 3 of its home games. The only other Cowboys team to do that was in 1973. I wonder if they had a quarterback that is very beloved and everybody thinks is badass as well. Oh, yeah. Guess what? They did. One of the most iconic players in the history of the NFL. But I could tell, Alec, you want more. Dak Prescott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's had 3+ touchdown passes and 0 interceptions in 4 straight games. That is a new Dallas Cowboys record. Never been done, ever.
Is it an NFL record, though?
I guess not. Or else I feel...
If he's not breaking NFL records, Kevin, what are we even doing here?
So...
It's special. That's special.
Now, I know the two of the first 3 games, your offense scored 20 and 14. And you lost those games. And I think you can look at both of those games and be like, man, you shot yourself in the foot repeatedly. Let's take that tie and that loss. In those 2 games, you scored a combined 67 points and you won neither of them. If you can convert that over, you're 5-2. And I know it doesn't work like that. And I know this is going to sound stupid, but if you were 5-2, I think Dak Prescott would be no worse than 2nd on this list. And that's through no particular fault of his own, although I know people point to that one drive against the Panthers, through mostly no fault of his own. This is the way the MVP race works, but make no mistake about it. He's clearly playing unbelievably right now.
Yeah, you should be 4-2-1 at least.
I agree.
Like that CeeDee Lamb unfortunate season opener puts another stamp on that too. 8 sacks given up this year. Daniel Jones, 6. Who else? Sam Darnold, 7, I guess. 6-7.
Okay, stop it.
Has it gotten out of hand yet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been out of hand for a minute.
They made an entire South Park episode surrounding that.
Mm-hmm. Something that means nothing.
Yes.
It means 0 things.
Here's something that does mean something. Dak Prescott, 3 touchdowns without an interception in 4 consecutive games. I told you that. If you take it the passer rating, here are the other quarterbacks to do that. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. You're talking about 4 surefire Hall of Famers. And then I don't know what the hell to do with Russell Wilson. Probably not anymore at one time, maybe. Wow. But the point is, if you're the 6th person to do that and 4 of them are all-time greats and they're all going to be in the Hall of Fame, that is ridiculous company that you're sitting with right now.
So this is like, I don't know how every one of these quarterback schedules pans out here, but the parity that Jerry's always talking about, obviously team by team is going to balance out there. You're occasionally going to have some teams that have amazing records, some that are miserable, but the majority of the groups are going to be somewhere in the middle. Is that the same for the quarterback play though? Because right now, the quarterback play that we're watching, like we've just pointed out, 10, 13 different quarterbacks that are all viable contenders for this thing.
Sure.
And they might, by the end of the season, all still be in positions to be fighting for this, where we kind of just look at records. But even still, are we in a golden age of quarterback play? I don't know exactly. Joe Burrow's not even playing. Lamar Jackson's team is terrible. This is wild to have this many quarterbacks playing at this high of a level at the same time.
By the way, I'm not trying to infuriate you, but you know who's right behind Dak Prescott is Lamar Jackson.
What are we doing?
What is the perception? The perception is that the Baltimore Ravens, whether they figure it out or not, will probably be better off than the Cowboys at the end of the season. That is a perception that's hard to break for people, and that's why I think Patrick Mahomes has a very clear path to go ahead and win this, because Baker Mayfield's name is Baker Mayfield and not Josh Allen. If Baker Mayfield's name was Josh Allen and he was doing this exact same thing with Tampa Bay, I think you could rubber stamp him in for the MVP, but his name is Baker Mayfield, and that is going to be hard to break. And for some people, it's the same thing with the Cowboys. I will stay with this line of thinking all year long. You have to go at least 10-6-1 and be in the playoffs for Dak to truly be in the MVP conversation.
All right. Okay. Dak.
I not understand. By my metric.
I think you feel that way about any quarterback.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's break it down to the top 3. Okay. Because right now, Jared Goff has 14 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Wow.
They're a pretty good team.
Yes, they are.
They're
very
probably going to be in that mix. He has 1,390 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs is on his offense, as well as David Montgomery. Does that come into the conversation, too?
Yes.
Like, this is you. Hey, look, as good as you are, you're not the only thing carrying that team.
I mean,
Dak does have a pretty special wide receiver tandem, but they're not going to get take away from that. He's making them special is what people will say.
So who was second in MVP last year?
Was it Goff?
It was Lamar Jackson.
So Josh Allen. That's right.
And Lamar Jackson had a dominant performance from Derrick Henry. Didn't really seem to matter. It's lazy voting at times. I don't see a way. And let's say like the Chiefs, because obviously their offense has looked like it's come back live. Rashee Rice being back. The Chiefs go ahead and go 13-4. I have a hard time.
So what you're saying is every year a new panel of voters should be put in. That way there's no fatigue. There can't be fatigue if it's a new group voting.
Associated
Press. I voted for this guy last year. I just vote for... You get 5 people from across the country. Obviously, the big cities. Dallas being the weighted the most. What?
The Associated Press employs a lot of people. Surely we could figure out a new way to put some people through there. But
let the fans vote.
I'm being totally serious right here. Can you see a 14-3 Tampa Bay Bucks team... and Baker Mayfield doesn't win the MVP? Like, same with the Lions, same with the Chiefs.
No!
Yes, you cannot see one of those teams going 14-3 and one of those 3 quarterbacks not winning MVP. If Dak is 10-6-1, 9-7-1, I don't care what his touchdown to interception ratio looks like. It's not going to happen. So say the voters, not me. I told you, I would also have him as like maybe 3rd in the MVP race right now. That's just not the way it goes. But we can still...
That's not the way MVP go.
That's true. But we can all still take appreciation and enjoy the fact that he's playing out of his freaking mind.
Dude, enjoy it right now. It's so much fun.
Absolutely.
We can watch crappy football.
That's true. And hey... you're about to play a Denver team that excels in 3 quarters of crappy football, then maybe the greatest football you've ever seen in your life.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.